We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Tomorrow evening, Illinois Public Media, the Access Initiative, and the Peer Ambassadors will sponsor a screening of the documentary Me Facing Life, Cyntoia's Story. Cyntoia Brown was 16 years old in 2004 when she was arrested for murdering a man who picked her up for sex. She is serving life in prison in Tennessee. Here's the film's trailer.
She made a split-second decision that changed everything.
I just grabbed the gun and I shot him.
From the inside, she looks inside herself from the circumstances that shaped her.
It's not only hurting a baby, you're hurting whoever that baby hurts when it turns into the terror that it's going to turn into.
And where she will go from here.
I learned that my life was and is not over.
Me Facing Life, Cyntoia's Story.
Me Facing Life, Cyntoia's Story is a heartbreaking story that asks the question, why did this happen? The film will be screened at the Champaign Public Library tomorrow evening at 6:30. A discussion will follow. Henry Radcliffe works in community engagement here at WILL. He's the coordinator for involvement in community cinema, and he's here with me in the studio this afternoon to give us a preview of tomorrow evening's event. Hi, Henry.
Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Not bad.
This is a pretty rough film to watch. What are your thoughts about it?
It is a very difficult film to watch, but it tells a story that possibly is happening in some of the larger communities and possibly some of the smaller communities throughout the United States about how youth can get caught up in things. And you would think that the families and schools and things that are supporting the youth would be able to find out that they're caught up in some of these things. But these individuals will get into situations that are well beyond what the normal person would expect. And it leads to a situation, as in this instance, where a murder was committed. And as we watch the story and listen to the story, so many questions about, well, how did this happen? Why wasn't this prevented? How come parents, teachers didn't come to the rescue? It's just a very, very moving and powerful story.
Yeah. One of the many heartbreaking elements of this story is how between birth and the age of two, Cyntoia was passed around from caretaker to caretaker. She had been born to a young woman, a 16-year-old girl. And at the age of two, she was adopted by Elinette Brown and her husband. What else would you like our listeners to know about Cyntoia's history?
Her history is not really different from a lot of histories. Her family wasn't necessarily extremely poor, but they were living in situations that are kind of common in different areas here. I guess one of the things is that as youth are growing up, we often forget that they need guidance from adults that have gone through some of the things that they are going through. And a lot of times that guidance needs to be there whether it seems like it is necessary. Youth are youth, and they need to have some guidance. They don't know the paths that a lot of us older people have gone through as we grow up. And if there's no one to guide them, it's very easy to pick a path that's not a healthy path.
Mm. Well, let's listen to a clip from the film featuring Cyntoia's adoptive mother, Elinette Brown. In the midst of her words, we'll hear a little bit from Cyntoia, and I'm guessing this is not long after her arrest, because over the course of the story, we see Cyntoia grow up a little bit at least.
Yes.
Maybe a lot. But anyway, this is at a point, I believe, that's not long after her arrest for murder. But we first hear her mother, her adoptive mother, Elinette Brown.
Where was I when all of this was happening? Where was I? I mean, could you not come to me and talk to let me know how you was feeling? And it's just, I don't know. I'm thinking at that age, I won't say most children or even all children, but Centoya, I don't think she was very trusting of me. Maybe she thought that anything she confided to me about, that it wouldn't be just to me. Maybe she thought that I would share that with someone else. I don't know, because we have a good relationship. I don't understand why she felt that she couldn't come to me and talk to me, no matter what it was.
Even if I tried to tell her, she wouldn't listen. She'd probably just tell me, okay, sweetie, go play. That's what she used to always say.
No parent wants to think that their young daughter, you know, is experiencing sex, you know, especially at such a young age. And then to find out that there's been many, you know, several boys and men. But it does not change how I feel. That is my daughter. She's always going to be my daughter. No matter what she does or have done, that isn't going to change how I feel about her.
That's Elinette Brown. Centoya was exposed to sex and sexual abuse, Henry, at the age of 10, and she held all that in. I would suspect that if that's going on, it might be tough to recognize it and to make sure that you know what your young person is dealing with and make them comfortable enough to come, be able, so that they are able to come to you.
You're probably right there, but one of the things that I noticed as I watched the film, there was a major disconnect, if you will, between Centoya's relationship with her stepmother and her stepmother's relationship with her. They both had a different perception of that relationship, and it seemed as though her stepmother was totally clueless to the other life that Centoya was leading.
Hmm. Centoya's comments there in that clip that we heard were made early on in the story. How does she change over the 6 years covered in the documentary?
She comes to the realization that she has a lot more of herself as a person. Her sense of self becomes much stronger. Throughout the earlier part, she had a poor impression of herself. And as she's in jail and realizing her situation, she becomes a stronger individual, and she realizes her life is not over and she can still make some changes.
Okay. And very quickly, who will be on the panel following the film?
There will be two representatives from the peer ambassadors and representatives from Access Initiative.
Okay, very good. The second in a monthly series of community cinema events, the documentary Me Facing Life, Centoya's Story, will be shown tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Champaign Public Library. The film will be shown with closed captions, and someone will be on hand to sign. A discussion will follow. The event is free and open to the public. The documentary will air on WILL-TV on Tuesday, March 1st at 9 p.m.